You're listening to the Vari McKechnie podcast, and this is the 100 Day Journey series. Over the course of 100 days, I'm committing to showing up daily with an idea, a simple practice, a snippet of wisdom, all with the intention of helping us all develop our own personal practice in the art of living well. It's about taking time to pause, to prepare for and reflect on our days as we navigate what our next right step is. So thank you for joining me on this journey. Let's take today's step. Our relationship with money can be fraught with difficulties and a fair amount of tension. Our beliefs around money and our conditioned thinking, often stemming from the beliefs of our parents when we were little, it's these things that determine how we feel about money as adults. Questions like, do we have enough of it? What is enough? How do we earn more? What do we do with it? We wrongly assume that money is to be gathered and held and kind of hoarded. Once we have enough, then we believe we'll feel safe and secure and have freedom. But the energetics of money acts in much the same way as the energetics of breathing. Imagine at the start of each day, you attempted to breathe in all of the air you'd need for that day. It's kind of silly to think about it that way, right? Yet this is what we so often do with money. We try to fill up on all the money we'll need. And it might not just be for today. It might be for the week or the month or the year, or perhaps even for the rest of our lives. We want to hold on to it with this tight and fearful grip. The fact is, money requires air to breathe just as we do. It naturally wants to ebb and flow, to have the inhale and the exhale. The reason we want more money is to enable us to have the experiences we dream of. It might be the trip or the home or the freedom or the material possessions. Money must flow through us and to these things that we value in order for us to feel the joy and the pleasure of it. When we can start to see ourselves and our work as a channel when it comes to the energy of money, and we allow it to flow through us, we allow ourselves to have a much more playful relationship with it. Now, I'm not suggesting that you go out and overspend or you never save. But rather, I'm interested in how we strike a balance between creating a buffer and a security net to help us cultivate a sense of safety, and also using money to enable the experiences that we dream of. Not in the far off distant future. Later often means never. But how can we use the flow of money this month, this week, today, to create more of that joy and peace and freedom in our lives? We have to allow the inhale and the exhale. Money wants to ebb and flow. It wants to have that circular, constantly restoring relationship within you. So if you find yourself hoarding a and holding on tightly, how can you start to release that grip in order for you to use money to facilitate those experiences? That's all for today. If you would like to follow along on the 100-day journey via email, you can join over at varimckechnie.com/journey. Thank you as always for traveling alongside me. Do the small things, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Sending love.